"Just one more day, Ricky," said Michael, a co-worker of mine for over 30 years. I smiled, nodded, and got down to business. Today was the final day of work for me. Today was the final day of building a brick wall. Today was not the final day when that wall would be finished. Every day for 45 years I laid bricks for the Great Manhattan Project. In a political move seemingly taken from a John Carpenter movie, a 50-foot wall was to be erected around the entire perimeter of Manhattan. The folks of Manhattan wanted to live as their own nation, confident that their way was superior to the rest of our seemingly United States. The project began nearly 100 years ago, and there's still no end in sight. Many bricklayers came before me, and many will come after me. Michael continued his chattering. "So, Ricky, what's the first thing you're going to do tomorrow?" "I don't know, Michael, but a nice breakfast just might do the trick," I replied. "A nice breakfast? That's the best you got? You sure are a thrill seeker, Ricky." "I'm going to miss Michael. He's a stand-up guy." Later that day, after our shift ended, the boys took me out for some celebratory drinks. We gathered like this any time someone wrapped up their tour of duty on the wall. One man leaves, another joins. "Listen up, everybody," yelled Michael, letting us know the drink he was holding should be his last. "A big round of applause for Ricky!" My fellow bricklayers erupted in cheers and applause. They were happy to see someone move on, and just happy to have an excuse to have a drink. I headed home shortly thereafter. On my walk back, I paused to look up at the mammoth wall, barely a quarter finished. I'd work on the same project my entire life, and I'll likely never see its completion. That means I worked my entire career without finishing one single thing. It gave me pause, but it also gave me perspective. What I did do is show up every day and do the work. And I was okay with that. Tomorrow morning I would do neither, and I was okay with that too.